Who are tricky men, for a rocking guy, Danny talking about the game industry. In the game, still be beating, check the PS profile, gamer score profile. Sit back and chill, relax, cause we about the clown on this podcast. Guaranteed that you gon' have a blast, three cats for class. To keep the show moving, on into the top. But the only place we going in is there, we was staying. And with that, for the delay, let us thank you for downloading the show, pushing play, let's go. Trophy horse, you listen to Trophy horse. Trophy Horse.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horse. This is episode 18. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, as always, Hard Rocking Guy.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hard Rocking Guy here. Very excited to be recording episode. Can somebody give me a count?
No, nobody give it to him. Let him figure it out.
No. Give me a count. I want my count.
I'll give you
18.
Okay, 18. I got to keep up the tradition. Anyways, episode 18, Trophy Horrors. Very excited to be recording. Let's go and do this. Let's just get into it.
All right. I was going to tell you the clue is we're finally legal, but I guess you figured it out before that. Donnie, who's not afraid
I've known that.
Underage, is also with us.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Man, hey, how you doing, everybody? Episode 18. I'm loving it. We're not canceled, and I'm not looking forward to getting canceled because I've grown so close to you guys.
All right. Also, alongside with us is our second time trying to record with this guy, but the first time didn't quite work out. We have Sin Seeker 86.
Hey, thanks everyone for having me on the show. Thank you for admitting my failure with the first one. It's great to be on the show.
Well, it wasn't totally your failure. We always blame Donnie, so it's always Donnie's fault.
Yeah, I take the blame for everybody. So I'm like Jesus. I take your blame and cast it away.
Nice.
You just compare yourself to Jesus. You just.
All right. As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. Right now, I am still level 16 with 2,430 trophies, still with 16 platinums. Hard Rockin', what are you looking at?
I'm just kidding. I'm at level 18. I have 2,934 trophies. I have 20 platinums. 20. Holy, that's four more than Tricky.
Yeah. And Donnie, what are you looking at?
I have just made it to level 17. It feels so good.
Yeah, I did that a long time ago.
Yeah, level 17, 1%. Trophy count is 2,302. And my platinum count is 30 still.
And Sin Seeker, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at 1,684 trophies, level 13, only one platinum, Assassin's Creed 2.
Nice.
Are you close to any other platinums?
Mass Effect 2 and... that's the main one I'm going to be going for. And ultimate goal is Final Fantasy. I plan on platinum that one.
Anything else you're close to?
Nope, that's it.
You want to say it? Do you want me to say it?
Say it. I'd say what?
You don't have the Hannah Montana platinum or anything like that, do you?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're cool.
No, he doesn't have it yet. He's only one trophy away from getting it.
But do you have it?
No.
Okay, then yeah, you're still cool. Don't worry about it, man. It's all good.
All right. He doesn't have it yet, but
Going to get it, man.
He described it as he's waiting to press the nuclear launch button.
Going to get it, man. It's not going to corrupt your... Look what it's doing to my life. I am famous over that now.
Okay, let's move on to what we are playing. I'm going to let our guest go first. Sin Seeker, what are you playing?
Right now, I am rocking Mass Effect 2 to the fullest degree. Like I said, that's going to be my next big platinum. And I'm really into Killzone 3 right now.
All right, and Donnie?
I'm still going on that Fight Night champion. And I'm getting pretty good with the online play. Other than those, I found some chumps who be cheating though. So, but I'm loving that. That's about like the only thing I'm really playing right now. I didn't. Oh well, Dead Space 2. I got on the add-on, and that was great. I liked it. People give me some bad reviews, but I love it.
All right. And Hard Rockin'?
I have mainly been playing the Killzone 3. I've just been rocking that game so much. I loved it. And, you know, I'm trying to unlock all the multiplayer classes on the multiplayer side. So that's pretty much all I've been playing, pretty much straight. I'm pretty much kind of contemplating whether what to buy next or if not, I should unwrap one of the games that I still have wrapped in plastic there in the vault. But we'll find out.
All right. And currently I am still playing DC Universe Online. Although I did receive a package yesterday as we're recording this, and I finally received my Fender Squire guitar for Rock Band 3, the Pro Guitar. I unwrapped it, I went to play it, and there was something missing from the box.
The cord or the dongle?
No. Something even more stupider. There was no
strings?
No, there was no pick included in the guitar. You would
dude,
think,
picks cost like a quarter or something like that. Dude.
That's what my point is. You spend $300 on a guitar, you'd think they would at least include the pick.
Well, you kind of figure that these companies are like, dude, we spend like $300 on a guitar. I'm sure this motherfucker over here can spend a quarter on a pick, please, can he?
But
or he's probably got a dozen of them.
I mean, that's just like retarded. I don't understand how you can...
Where's the pick from the last?
You're complaining about a quarter. You can actually get a quarter and use that as a pick. Go get an old credit.
Hey, hard rock. It's the principle of it, man. It's the principle.
It's exactly the principle.
The principle is that, oh, I'm getting this $300 guitar, but I still want that extra quarter pick for free.
It better have that pick in there.
No, I'm not saying I should get it for free. What I'm saying is there should be at least, you know, the common decency.
Tricky.
If you go to a music store, and I'm telling you this because I bought guitars from music store. If you go to a music store, they don't, you know, when they bring you the box or whatever it is that the guitar is actually in, there's not a pick in there.
Dude, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's the principle of the matter. You should, if you're spending $300 or sometimes, you know, $1,200 on guitars, they should include a freaking pick. That's all I'm saying.
I will buy you a pick.
Car. I bought this brand new car. Damn it, I want the air freshener also for free too.
That's exactly
the deal.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, forget seat belts, forget airbags. That car freshener better be in there.
Are you really complaining that they didn't give you a pick?
I'm complaining. That pissed me off. I was so hyped to play, and I couldn't.
All right, you know what, dude? You send me that guitar. Send me that guitar. Give me that guitar. I will take it off of you, and I will send you the pick.
No. Anyway.
Sounds like a deal. All
right. Before we move on, I want to make an announcement as far as my buddy list goes. This wasn't in the agenda. I'm getting a lot of requests on my buddy list for people to come on my list, and my list is now full. And I've had some messages from people asking me to clear up some space. From now on, I have to import a rule that if you do not sign on within 7 days on my PSN list, I have to delete you to make room.
That's my rule.
Well, that's both of our rules.
Just send them my way. I don't have any friends.
Donnie's desperate for friends. Go join on his list. I'm not doing this to be mean. I'm doing this because I want my PSN list to be full of people that I can play games with.
You need to sign in within 7 days, ladies and gentlemen, and send him a pick. That's what it is. Send him a pick or sign into your PS3 within 7 days. Either or, and he'll keep you on his friends list.
And also, if you do want to play DC Universe Online, if you want to play with me, I am on the Countdown server. I have a hero and a villain. So if you want to play DC Universe Online with us, with me, that's the server that I play on. I think, Sensei, you also play DC Universe Online?
Yes, I do. I play it nonstop. I have villains all on Countdown servers. I try to play with you, but you like to go off on your own thing.
Well, that's because you don't have a headset that could probably communicate with you.
Oh, see, it's your fault.
Yep.
All right.
You don't have a pick, that's why.
All right, we're going to move on to our first topic of the day, which is Activision finally launches a patch to fix the hacking issues in Modern Warfare 2. Guys, is this just too little too late?
People still play Modern Warfare 2, really?
I guess that answers that question.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is odd, because they just made a huge announcement about this, like, Monday. They say, oh, we fixed the patch. No one's going to be able to hack anymore. It's like, are people still playing that now?
Yep.
Go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead.
No, I was saying my oops, that's all.
Okay, very good. I'm sure there are people still playing who still want to play Modern Warfare 2. Why? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that there's those hardcore Call of Duty players that are out there that still want to play Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3. Honestly, in my opinion, my personal opinion, this is a lot, you know, this is too little too late. You know, a lot of people have already moved on to Black Ops or Killzone or, you know, are going to get ready for something else. I mean, to those people that are still loyal to Modern Warfare 2, I mean, that's great news for you guys because, you know, apparently now you guys can play it without having to see somebody turn into a random gunner chopper or, you know, airstrikes being called in every 5 seconds.
Unless you're one of those hackers, then it's bad news for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Which in that case, like I said, it should break your system. But anyway.
You'd be kicked in the nuts.
What was the quote from Dave last week?
The quote from Dave last week was that if you're hacking, they should break your system and the Kevin Butler should jump out of your system should blow up. Kevin Butler should jump out of the explosion and kick you right in the dick.
Nice.
That's right in the nuts.
That's still a great quote.
Hard rocking guy fully supports that to the fullest extent.
I think Kevin Butler, VP of nut kicking.
All right. Our next topic is Dragon Age DLC is ready for purchase on launch date. Is this a scam by EA to get more money from the customers, or do they have a decent head on the shoulders providing customers with a great product?
God, you can read so well. Man, that's awesome.
You know, that was a nice flow. Why did you have to say that I read that? Anyway,
the people hearing
is
you
it
right
a scam
now?
Or is it good business?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's kind of odd that makes you wonder, like, why this DLC wasn't just incorporated into it right away. So I'd have to play Dragon Age 2 fully to see what's going on, especially the DLC. I know BioWare throws a lot of shit in there with their DLC, but I know for a fact that I've redone some research into Dragon Age series. The people who write the Forgotten Realms books, the R.A. Salvatore, I don't know if you guys know them, they actually teamed up with BioWare. This is a 10-year project that they're working on. 10 years of DLC, sequels, comic books, movie, games. This is going to be a huge thing. So it sounds like EA may have their head on their shoulders on this one.
In my opinion, honestly, I think I can understand the business side of it because EA is in it to make money. I can understand for the fact that they want, you know, like, okay, you know, EA goes and gets BioWare and says, okay, this is Dragon Age 2. This is the story that we want to tell. This is, you know, these are the quests that we want you to go through that we can experience Dragon Age 2 the way we want to. Now, do you want to experience a little bit more right off the bat? Yeah, look, there's some extra DLC. There's some extra quests that you can go to that may or may not necessarily have to, you know, be intertwined with the main story of it. I can understand it from the business point. Does it suck for gamers and all like that? Yeah, kind of, because of the fact of that, you know, you have a lot of gamers that are going to be saying, well, you know, look, they're selling DLC. Why don't they just include it into the game? Why don't they just do that like that? Okay, I can kind of see the story that they're trying to tell with Dragon Age 2. And if you want these extra quests, yeah, you got to pay for them. I mean, that's just the business side of it.
But why? But like you just said, if it's ready to go, why wouldn't it be included in the game? I mean, to me, that just looks like, listen, we put out the game, but we want you to pay for this extra little stuff that we could have put in the game, but we didn't because we want to make extra money. That's what it looks like to
me. That's exactly the reason why. That's exactly the reason why. I mean, they went and they said, look, this is a story we want to tell. These are the quests that we're giving you already. It's not like they're giving you a bare bones, you know, just minimum experience. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to do 5 quests within the game. Oh, but if you want to experience more of it, here, you got to pay like $10, $20, $1,500 for all this DLC. I mean, like I said, you know, they want to tell this story. They want to do it. And if you want, you know, a couple of more or extra stuff or something like that, yeah, you got to pay for it.
And keep in mind that BioWare's DLC is not something like simple. Like when they throw in add-on content, it's a good while. You can do at least a good 4 to 5 hours, like with the Mass Effect DLCs. On that, like you're not just, hey, this is a quick hour and a quick half hour DLC and then I'm jumping back into the game. It's gonna take you on a really good element of the game.
All right,
Donnie.
What you guys said.
And that was Donnie, ladies and gentlemen.
Outstanding, everybody. Give him a hand. Give him a hand.
I tried the Dragon Age, and frankly, my guys, I don't give a damn.
Well, let me shed some light on this. When Dragon Age first came out, a month later they announced Awakening. That was going to be an expansion to Dragon Age. And when you bought Awakening, the moment you opened up the disc, I don't know if anyone here opened up, but in the disc there was a flyer saying Dragon Age 2 coming out February 2011. So as they're working on Dragon Age, they knew about Awakening. As they're working on Awakening, they knew about 2. And as they launched 2, they had DLC. So does that, like, that means they know what they're planning on doing with this series and, like, for the next 10 years, or what's going on?
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'm more than sure that EA already has this all planned out. I mean, they already have the DLC planned out. They already have stuff like that. I mean, just like what you said, you know, you open up Awakenings, and there's an ad already for part 2. You know, I'm more than sure that this has already been planned out.
All right. We're going to move on to our next topic, which is if you have turned on your PS3 in the last week, you noticed there was a firmware update. It is firmware update 3.60. If you click on, if you update it, what it turns out to be is an update for PlayStation Plus members, which allows you to upload your saves to a cloud, in which you can, if you moved on to a different system, you can then download your save file from that cloud onto the new system without having to start all over or transfer your saves via a USB drive or other means. Is this good, gentlemen, or is this too much, or what?
It's not really that serious.
I'm really annoyed because my PS3 broke 2 months ago, and that could have been really helpful 2 months ago.
That's exactly what I was saying, because when I heard about this, as you heard on, I think it was 2 episodes ago, I was talking about how I had to go through Wolverine again on normal to get to the hard mode. If this was available back then, I wouldn't have that problem right now. So that's exactly what went through my head when I heard this.
It could be quite useful, but yeah, it's only for you guys. I don't have a plus.
I don't particularly blame Sony. I blame us for bad luck. I mean, at some point somewhere, it was going to happen to someone. It just happened to me, unfortunately, 2 months ago, of the coincidences of my PS3 breaking down, and they have this new program. So it's whether they started a year ago or a week ago, it would have eventually affected someone. So,
but it's not just you, my son.
Okay. Also, in this update came a security feature, which wasn't very much announced, but apparently it introduces a new security system that counters the recent hacks that everybody's been having problems with the PS3. Even though Fail Overflow said that there's nothing that Sony can do to counter what they did, it seems like Sony has now figured out the process of fixing that hole. So that's also involved in this firmware update.
Yes, I'm glad that the hole is being taken care of very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
I said, can we do something about the ozone hole now?
That wasn't funny. Okay. No, that wasn't funny.
Okay, continue.
yes, this firmware update just kind of like resecure Sony on once again, you know, that they, you know, that they've kind of stopped the hackers. But like what a lot of people have already said, that, you know, that doesn't mean that it can't be broken again, you know, that somebody can't go and re-break it. You know, this is just going to be the one of many of what many updates that, you know, PS3 players are going to start getting from now on. Why? Because as soon as they find a way how to jailbreak, you know, break the system, break the software, they're going to repatch it with new software. Break it again, it's going to be repatched. Break it again, and it's just going to keep going. The endless cycle is just going to keep going.
What I find is odd is Sony appealed to some judges, and they were given the right to see the records of anyone who went to the guy's website in the past 5 years. And it's like, and they're actually taking some steps against anyone who ever went to that site. That seems odd to me.
That seems odd to you?
It seems odd to you that anybody that has even remotely tried to hack their system, Sony's going to go after?
No, how do you know? They may have just went there to look. They may have just went there for something else.
Well, I'm sure Sony's got a way to track the IP addresses, that if the same address that went to the website also hacked their PS3 in some way, I'm sure Sony would be able to detect that.
Are they going to go that route, or are they just going to go for everyone who just went to that website?
Well, I'm not a Sony exec, so I can't speak for them, but in my opinion, I think they're just looking for people that it's their starting process of trying to figure out who's hacking their system and actually starting to brick it so Kevin Butler can jump out of the explosion to kick him in the dick.
Okay.
That wasn't funny.
I laugh.
But okay, but guys, you know what? Actually, this firmware update isn't all bad. I don't know that. You know, they've also said that this firmware update also allows PlayStation Plus members to start using the cloud storage feature.
And also, another feature was that you can actually set the time in which you want your controller to auto turn off, which was originally your default at 10 minutes. Okay. Now you can set it for 10, 20, or 30 minutes, or turn it off completely. Which I know is not really exciting, but it's also worth mentioning.
Back to the cloud storage.
yay, cloud storage.
Okay, do you guys know what cloud storage is?
Why don't you explain it to our listeners?
Okay, cloud storage means that from now on, if you happen to have, like, let's say Tricky lives in, let's say, Florida, okay, and he travels cross-country to do his big corporate business meetings in Seattle. Cloud storage means that if he happens to be playing a game in Miami, let's say he's playing Elmo CNC, okay? He happens to be playing that game. Yeah, he happens to be playing that game, and he's up to the Cookie Monster level. He can actually go and use the cloud storage feature, which will actually upload his save onto a server that Sony has. He can fly to Seattle without having to take his system, log into the other system that's over there in Seattle, and resume his game exactly where he left off. So cloud storage means that your saves will automatically be saved onto Sony servers, which means that you won't have to lug your entire PS3 system everywhere in case you can't copy your save, or in case, you know, the save is auto protected or anything.
Well, it also did say that copy protected saves, as in like Rock Band, Rock Band 2, and Rock Band 3, those can also be uploaded. And it's also said that you can only download it once per 24 hours. So I guess that stops me from uploading my save and distributing it to everybody else in, you know, one instance.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
So, all right, we're going to move into our next topic, which is I'm going to try my best to explain the trophy levels and how it works. And I'm going to try not to bore you, but I want to go into as much detail so I don't sound confusing. Each trophy that you get is given a certain number of points. A bronze is worth 15 points, a silver is worth 30, a gold is worth 90, and a platinum is worth 180. Now, when you look at a typical game, if you're looking at a DLC game, they at most will have 315 points. That's how many points that the developers allow to put trophies into a game. So when you take an example like Pixel Junk Eden, it has 19 bronze and 1 silver, which adds up to 315 points. Stardust HD has 7 bronze, 4 silver, and 1 gold, which also adds up to 315. Now, on a PSN title, they don't have to have the maximum. They can always go less, as in the case with Nova Strike, which has 12 bronze, 4 silver, which only adds up to 300 points. Now, on a disc-based game, trophies are allowed up to 1,230 points. So if you take an example, a game like Uncharted, which has 36 bronze, 8 silver, 3 gold, and 1 platinum, that adds up to 1,230 points. If you look at Little Big Planet, which has 36 bronze, 8 silver, 3 gold, and 1 platinum, that also adds up to 1,230 points. So that's basically how many trophies a developer is allowed to put in the game. It's not the number of trophies, it's the point value. Now, all these numbers don't, of course, include DLC. DLC is a totally different value in itself, and I wasn't able to find out the limits on that so far. So before I move in further into the topic, do you guys have any questions so far?
No, Professor Tricky.
No, but it's interesting. Nice to know.
All right. Now, also the research I found is each level that you get, once you hit a certain number of points associated with those trophies, you move up a level. Obviously, level 1 starts with 0. Level 2 starts with 200. Level 3 is 600. Level 4 is 1,200. Level 5 is 24. Level 6 is 4,000. And they move up by 2,000 until you get to level 12, which is 16,000. Then they go up by 8,000 until you get to level 26, which is 128,000 points. And then from there on, it's every 10,000 points. So if you took the number of trophies you have right now and you added them up based on the point system, that's how you figure out how many trophies you're away from moving up to the next level.
Huh. I got a question about you. Can you answer this?
Sure.
Is there a maximum level you can reach?
As of right now, from the research that I have found, there is a Sony quote stating that nobody could possibly hit their limit. Right now, there is nobody knows the limit, but if you look at the known trophy hacker, Sony knows. But if you look at the known trophy hacker Hakum, which has 216 platinums, right now he's sitting at level 45.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
So I mean, right now, I mean, he's arguably the person with the most trophies in the world right now. And you know, I was looking through his list, and I'm not going to go into that because, but how do you have four platinums on the same game? I don't know. But we're not going to go into that.
Don't.
He played that game more than once.
But
that's what I figured out. So okay, whatever.
But if you take your trophies and you add up the point value for the bronze, the point value for the silver, the point value for the gold, and the point values for your platinums, and you come up with that number, that's where you fall into the list of how many more trophies you need to move up to that next level. So as like Donnie was just approaching level 17, he could have known, if he'd known the system, that he's going to need one more gold or one more bronze or, you know, 6 more silver. And like me, when I'm moving up to level 17, this is how I'm going to know what trophies I need to crack level 17. So I said I would explain it to you guys, and I've done the research, and that's the best way I can explain it to you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to email us. If my co-hosts have any questions, they can ask me, just like Donnie did.
Can I email you?
You can email me.
All right.
Sweet, that is nice.
But I think I explained that without confusing too much, right?
Yeah, that's some good information. Some good info that I'm quite sure people did not know. Well, some people did not know, but yeah, that's some good info.
I stayed awake.
Yeah, I did too. I stayed awake too. It's not going to make you any money to know it, but it's nice to know they had the knowledge.
Well, I think that's a good piece of information for any trophy whore out there that, you know, if they're looking to move up or what, you know, what's going on with their trophies. I think that's good information to know. I mean.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right. You just know. We're going to move on to Dead Space. Dead Space 3, EA is going big.
Yeah.
Since you guys obviously know about this, Sinziger, why don't you start us off?
I know that they this is one of their biggest franchises, and that the EA loves to make sequels on things that work out well, and this is something that they were going to continue for a long time. I wasn't doubting that they were going to make a Dead Space 3. It's just a matter of when.
All right. Yeah, but this is nice comment in here that I read in an article that, to me, made sense. It said that, go ahead and start with Jordan Harrock. I got to search for it. Rocking?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking.
No, I said go ahead and go with yours. I got to search for it, for the comment that I found in the article.
You're trying to read it right now? Is that what you're trying to do? No, I mean, pretty much what EA was thinking about doing is that, you know, they really want to try to bring Dead Space now, apparently, since, you know, the second one has been selling like hotcakes. You know, they want to bring it out to more of an open market, you know. Apparently, you know, Capcom has already done it before with the Resident Evil series, and they just, you know, they want to see how far they can take Dead Space. I mean, once again, you know, it's EA just trying to make some money, you know, just trying to, you know, bring the game out to whoever they can, so.
Well, I think it's nice how the guy who created Dead Space, what's his name, Gebeu, or is that how you say his name?
That's good enough.
he actually gives credit to the Resident Evil series, since this game looks like it, like if you play Dead Space, it's basically inspired off a Resident Evil type of franchise. So for them to make this like the next phase in Resident Evil, I think it's like the next evolution of Resident Evil. If like you're a Resident Evil fan, this is the game up your alley.
Absolutely. I mean, me personally myself, I was a big fan of the Resident Evil games back on the PS1, all the way up to like Resident Evil 4. I thought that Dead Space, especially the second one, you know, that was just pretty much where the Resident Evil, you know, left off. And, you know, it had the atmosphere, the creepiness, the dark, you know, walking down the dark, you know, hallway, not knowing what's going to pop up, what's going to give you these little, you know, frights and scares, something like that. You know, it was just great. I mean, I literally thought that Dead Space 2, you know, picked up, you know, it picked up the creepiness and the, you know, scariness and the spookiness that Resident Evil has already, to me, in my opinion, has lost.
And Hard Rock, and I don't know if you've tried it, but I know Donnie has, like, Dead Space Severed, the expansion, or, like, the DLC. It's for $5. It's phenomenal for Dead Space 2.
I have it on my system. I'm actually going to go play it as soon as we get off the system.
You are the first guy who to admit that. It gave it a good review. Everybody else I talked about it to has given it bad reviews, man. I love Severed. Is it Severed, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Severed.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Well, the main thing that a lot of people are just saying about the game is just about the add-on is just the length. I mean, a lot of people are saying that it's just like boom, boom, you're over. You know, it's just really quick.
They say that. And I said it when I first announced it, like how many episodes ago or Trophy Horrors, I announced that it's only going to be 2 chapters. But I didn't know it was going to be this great, though. It's I liked it a lot.
And keep in mind, it may be short, but the price for it's sensible for it's short. It's $5. It's not like you're spending $15 for 2 chapters. And even though it's short, the story that you follow through Severed fits Dead Space. It screams Dead Space. Like, this is part of the series.
Worth it. It's a comment in here that I like to say that EA thinks there's room for growth in with Dead Space. I would like to say I'm not quite sure about that. Just because, you know, another spoiler alert, if you haven't beat Dead Space 2, I see this franchise going downhill with the third one, just like every other sequel that ever came out. It's most definitely gonna take the Resident Evil route. We're starting to go downhill.
Well, only time will tell on that one. I mean, most sequels don't turn out so well. Keep in mind, but there are some every now and then that rise up, and Dead Space 2 was one of those occasions where it rised up against its predecessor.
Well, yeah, it's only one sequel that I've seen so far that actually went hardcore to stay on top of its game and even got better and better with each one, and was God of War. That's like the only one I've seen in a long time that had three sequels, or two sequels, but, you know, three installments, and stay on top, like, with everyone perfectly. And Dead Space, the way it ended, if you ever, like I said, if you listen to the dialogue after the credits roll, with the way it ended, I could see it's like making a turn, like, oh, come on, they're about to start messing up. They're going to start. I don't see the horror leaving, because I think the horror is going to stay there no matter what. But as far as the story goes, I think the story is going to start dropping with the third one.
Well, Severed,
I don't want it to, but I really hope it doesn't. But I just got a feeling, especially with the bad experiences with sequels that we all experience.
Well, Severed, even though it was short, it stuck to that horror, and it even helped elevate Dead Space 2. I felt like it raised questions. I don't want to spoil it for any Dead Space and wants to pick up Severed. It raised some more questions, and it led open to a whole new set of questions that Dead Space 3 can answer. So I got to give it the benefit of the doubt.
I think my theory about what I talked to you outside of the recording of the show, I think my theory holds true to Severed, the story in Severed, with the timeline in Severed. If we could remember, we can.
No, I remember.
Okay.
I remember. All right. Okay, but you know what? You guys have already convinced me. I'm going to go play the DLC right now. I'll be back.
No, not yet.
What?
Just wait.
What? Just wait, man. Wait.
He just took off.
No. Keep going, guys. Keep going.
All right. Since Hard Rockin' is being rude right now, I guess this would be a good time to take a break, guys. What do you guys think?
Break.
Two-hour break so Hard Rockin' can play Dead Space.
All right, guys. We're gonna go to break. We'll be back very shortly.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pac-Man Polar Bear from Sarcastic Gamer, and you're listening to the Trophy Horse Podcast. Whee!
All right, we're back from break. At least I think we all are. Hard Rockin'.
Holy shit!
Dude, are you still playing that damn game?
Come on, man. This is business, man. You got to be more professional.
Guys, this shit is like really fucking scary, dude. Hold on. I'll be back.
No!
Oh. Hard Rock and come back, please.
Dude, we got a show to do.
I told you to leave this segment out the show.
It's my fault. I apologize.
I told you he fucking died.
Good. Pause your damn game. Wait until we're done recording.
No. Hold on. One more time.
No!
Oh.
Hey, Sin Seeker.
Yeah.
I think we got an opening for a host of the show. You interested?
Oh, let's get him back.
Hard Rockin'.
Okay, my controller just died, so I'm trying to look for the stupid plug.
All right, let's try to finish the show while he's looking for his amp cord.
Wait, one second.
No, Hard Rockin', please.
So, next topic is about...
Okay, our next topic is PDP announces a Mortal Kombat fighter stick and also a tournament.
Sweet. I don't know if it's a fighting stick, but the tournament sounds smooth. And I'm mad at myself. I've been so busy that I couldn't get my hands on the tournament.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about Mortal Kombat and the fighter stick that's coming out. And the tournament that they're hosting for Mortal Kombat.
No crap, really?
Yes, really. See, if you stop playing Dead Space long enough, you would know about this.
Dude, but this... Okay, fine. Hold on. I'm stopping it right now.
After I kill this.
Every time I want to play games, this guy just... Oh, man. Fine. I've stopped Dead Space now.
Okay. You're not allowed to play games. You're only allowed to talk about games.
Okay. Performance Design Products, which is the worldwide leader, video game accessories, has announced they made a Mortal Kombat fight stick, and they're also sponsoring the first ever North American Mortal Kombat tournament. It's happening in Las Vegas on May 14th and 15th, and there's $21,000 up in prizes.
Sweet, but sucks on me. I have no money for Vegas.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing this.
Combat tournament? How much money?
$21,000 in prizes.
I would smoke every one of those fools like it was nobody's business.
Yeah. I treat you like a bitch that you are.
Oh, shut up.
You guys are.
I'll kill you. Mortal Kombat any freaking day. Mortal Kombat 2 was one of my favorite games, dude. It was one of my favorite all-time fighting games. Okay, well, what is it? A tournament stick? Fighting stick? What is this thing?
There's no picture of it.
I'm assuming it's the stick you get from Street Fighter, but with Mortal Kombat pictures on it.
No. Did you ever see the way the button layout was on Mortal Kombat, on the old Mortal Kombat games?
Yeah, that's completely different.
It's completely different, dude. It had two punch buttons, two kick buttons, and then a block button in the middle. And then in Mortal Kombat 3, they added a run button, like toward like where your thumb would sit. Like you would not be able to play Street Fighter with that controller. I mean, with that tournament stick.
All right. Now, also, the Mortal Kombat demo for regular people is coming out tomorrow as you listen to this. But if you are a PlayStation Plus member...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, regular people?
For you, regular people. Like you, Donnie.
Meaning non-PlayStation Plus members.
Those people.
I thought it was because I was black.
No.
No!
Wait, you're black? Donnie, you're black?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's why he smoked you every day, dude. Every day.
All right. Anyway. Okay. If you are a PlayStation Plus member, you already have the Mortal Kombat demo. If you are not a PlayStation Plus member, the demo is coming out tomorrow. Has anybody played the Mortal Kombat demo so far?
Yes, I have. And it is freaking sweet.
Man, I'm not too impressed.
What?
I am not.
You mean what?
I am not impressed.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The four characters they give you are a nice demo of the game.
Well, there's only one character worth playing with, and that's Sub-Zero.
Oh, please.
And you suck at them.
They give you four characters. They show you how the layout of it is. They don't give you all the features, which sucks. I would love to see how the tag team plays. It's just one-on-one. But they do give you fatalities, stage fatalities, and all the moves for the characters right off the bat to use. So,
which characters were they again?
Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Melina, and
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
I wasn't asking you, Mortal Kombat hater.
I'm not a hater. I love Mortal Kombat.
Hey, Hard Rockin', it gave you Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Johnny Cage, and Melina as the demo characters.
Oh, very, very insightful. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, I got it downloaded, but I've been kind of busy, so I haven't got around to do it. So I will get on it as soon as I finish recording. And I don't know if I'm the only one that feels like this, but isn't Melina like the finest ugly chick you ever seen?
Yes.
Okay.
And she went there.
And she's incredibly trampy in the game, in the demo.
Okay, now
she is actually. I played the demo, and you know what? I like it. I mean, I can understand why a lot of people nowadays are not gonna like it because they're gonna say, "Oh, it feels too stiff. It doesn't feel right." You know, a lot of people have already gotten too used to some of the fighters that have been released in the last couple of years. I think it plays great for the fact of that. When I played the bridge stage, I automatically thought of Mortal Kombat 2, and I was like, you know what? At first, I didn't like the demo because I thought it felt a little stiff. That's what she said. But you know what? After I played it after a while, I was like, you know what? This plays almost just like Mortal Kombat 2. Mortal Kombat 2 was, you know, played the same way. The attacks were almost the same way. You know, just the way it plays. The gameplay was almost the same way. So, you know, go ahead.
You can tell that they definitely said, let's go back to the roots. Let's go back to what made Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 great. And let's look at not only that, but let's look at what other people did to make their fighters great and see how we can incorporate. And I think they did a good job. Like, even like the X-ray mode, it's despite how scary it is to see how that could easily happen, it's awesome to try and deploy on Johnny Cage or Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
You know, when I say that I wasn't impressed, I don't mean that I don't particularly like it. I mean, because graphically, it's phenomenal. I do like the new combos and like the X-ray mode. I just feel like I'm done with fighting games. I mean, after you play this, outside of the 300 challenges that they have announced for the game, how many times can you play the same, situation again?
How can you say that? Well, everybody play sports every single year. Come on now.
But the sports, it can change up.
No, sports doesn't change.
Hold on.
The
only thing changed up in sports is that the year went from 2010 to 2011. That's the only thing changed in sports.
But what I'm saying is...
And the updated roster. That's it. The updated roster.
But and also, they do that in 2010 with the updated roster. If you get signed in with the network. So what's the point?
Okay. Well, I did not know that. So thank you for proving me wrong.
Okay. Am I allowed to speak now? Okay. With sports games, I mean, it can change up with, as you're going through your season, so to speak, this player could get hurt and that could change up the whole situation. This team could be on fire this year. That team could be sucking this year. But with Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Tekken, after a while, you're just fighting the same characters. And once you learn how to defend against, if you're playing against Sub-Zero and you're Scorpion, after a while, you're going to know how to beat Sub-Zero. It's never going to change.
Okay.
That's the same with sports, man. You're going to play with the same team, going up and down the same court, going on shooting the same basketball in the same hole in the wall.
Or fighting the same boxing.
Oh, exactly. So for you to use that one as an example, I think that's a poor example.
I just think fighting games in general have gotten outdated.
Well, I disagree with you on that one because that's not true. And from what I heard, and this is a rumor, I'm hoping this rumor is true. But the add-on content that they said for Mortal Kombat is just going to make the game even sweeter. They're gonna announce more and more downloadable content of extra characters for this game. That they said when they're done with all the add-on content, you'll have every Mortal Kombat character ever made for this one game.
I don't know. I'm definitely still going to give it a shot. I just don't know how long the fun's going to last for me. That's all.
Well, at least till Kratos. You got to give Kratos a try because you want to see his fatalities.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, in today's day and age, I don't even have to get the game to see his fatalities. I can just go on YouTube and see that.
Well, yeah, I do understand what you're talking about, Tricky. I do understand it. But you just can't say that when sports coming out every single year when they need to come out like every 5 years.
Well, see, that's also the reason why I don't buy sports games.
The reason why they buy it because the reason why they keep making these sports games every year because they know people are going to buy it. It's a money thing.
What I'm saying is I used to be a killer in Madden. I haven't bought a Madden game since 2004. And I don't think I'm going to buy one anytime soon.
All you need is an 2010 Madden or 2010 Madden, and you're set for the next 5-6 years because they're going to keep updating the rosters for you and all that stuff.
Well, can I say something?
No.
Go ahead. No. Be quiet. Go ahead.
Now.
Did you play God of War 3, Tricky?
Yes.
Did you beat it?
Yes.
You could have watched all those moves, all those deaths on YouTube yourself within a week.
But that's different.
How? How
because
is that different?
When you're playing the game, the situations change.
In God of War.
Yes.
That story's the same.
No, the story itself is the same. But the gameplay changes. Because there's a scene in God of War 3 which I don't remember exactly what it is, but you're basically walking along the side of a cliff, and you have to take out a whole bunch of demons before the door can unlock.
Okay, but still,
that fight can change, because depending on who you attack first, you know, where you're placing your combos, that fight can change.
But that still doesn't answer the questions. Like, you could easily see everyone else's variations of those attacks on YouTube. But I'm going by your logic. Like,
you can see any game on YouTube, tell you the truth. Any game they ever came
Well, that's out. True. I mean, there was a conversation, you know, not to derail this a little bit, but there was a conversation I saw somebody talking about how, you know, it's sad that, you know, the hardcore gamer is technically dead now, because now, you know, back in the days when we were all playing games when we were kids, if we got stuck on a level, you know, there was no YouTube for us to go look it up. There was no strategy, guys. We had to sit there and we had to continue doing it. Now, today, day and age, I mean, games are just, you know, you're stuck, go YouTube it. You know, that's basically what it boils down to now.
Yep.
But that's getting off topic. But, I mean, my personal opinion, like, I bought Street Fighter 4, and I was hyped for that game to come out. And I bought it, and I played it for about, I say, a week, 2 weeks. I got bored with it and traded it in. There was no reason for me to keep that game, because after I beat it with every single character, I unlocked every character, I beat it on hard mode, it was boring after that. There was no competition for me anymore.
Well, you know, fighting games will get like that just because, you know, they're fighting games. It's not really much you can do other than defeat your opponent. But
I mean, to use Sin Seeker's logic, I mean, okay, if you were playing Mortal Kombat, and let's say you were playing God of War 3, which game is going to take you longer to beat?
Depending on how long I play it, that's really it. Like,
okay,
like,
but I'm saying,
well, fighting games not set up for you to set up for a story though.
I'm not talking about story. I'm talking about how long, just off the top of your head. Let's say there's 10 fights that you have to beat in order to beat Mortal Kombat. How long is it going to take you to beat those 10 fights? 20 minutes? 30 minutes at most?
Yep.
Okay. Uncharted 2, and even with Uncharted 3 coming out, I guarantee you it's going to take at least 7, 8, maybe even 10 hours to beat that game.
Well, that wasn't my logic. That was your logic. Let's go on the record for that. Like,
you can't put a fighting game into action adventure game, because they're both built to do for different aspects.
But my point being is, I think fighting games in itself has lost their uniqueness, where it doesn't appeal to people as, you know, a game like Uncharted does. That's my point. How much fun are you gonna get out of Mortal Kombat after you've beaten it, you know, 6-7 times? You know,
how much fun are you gonna get out of any game that's not an action adventure game? Period.
Well, game like Final Fantasy, I'm going to sit there for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 hours playing that game, and I'm going to get enjoyment the whole time I'm playing it.
But I'm saying, any game that's not... Okay, let me take action-adventure, because Final Fantasy, I guess, is not an action-adventure.
No, it's role-playing.
Okay, well, I use action-adventure as far as anything but sports. You know, fighting games... sports and all that stuff, I consider those like sport type games, and those not built to be, you know, as fun as like those action adventure games like Uncharted. So you're not going to play though. How much fun can you actually have running up and down the same court all day? And how much fun can you actually have just beating the smack out of people all day? And you can actually sit there and have fun literally all week with it. Action adventure game.
But see, okay, let's use DC Universe Online. Now, as I said last week, it takes you about a week and a half to level your character up to 30. I think Sin Seeker can back me up on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, but see, I've already gotten a level 30 character, and I'm working on my second one. I did a villain my first time, now I'm doing a hero. Now, basically, the game in itself, you're running the same missions. But the game changes up, and that's what makes it appealing. That's what makes it fun, is because you know, the first time you went through the game, you may have destroyed your way onto level 30. But unless you spec your character right, you're going to have troubles, you know, the second time. Like right now, the first time I was a villain, I got to level 30. I didn't have too much trouble getting to level 30. Now that I'm a hero and I, you know, the first time I was a controller, this time I'm being a healer, I'm finding it very hard to get up to the higher levels. I think I'm a level 23, level 24 now, but I need to shout out to the people playing the game. Listen, I need help. I can't beat these missions. I'm getting my ass handed to me because I'm a healer and I'm not, my character's not built to deal damage. My character's built to heal myself. So I'm getting my ass handed to me. I need somebody to come along and help me. That's what makes that kind of game appealing and fun.
Well, I think it's all based on different perspectives. Because I don't know about you guys, but I when God of War 3 came out, me and all my friends bought God of War 3. And within 2 weeks, I'd say about 50% of my friends who beat the game, like, traded it in and said, okay, I beat it. There's nothing for me to do left.
Wait a minute. Those are not true friends trading it in?
I didn't say they're true friends. I said they're friends.
But to put it all in a nutshell, it really all depends on what you like. You know, if you're the type of person who likes sports like my pops, he will literally sit down all day. The same way we play, the way you play DC, he would sit there and play sports, basketball, Madden, like that. So it all depends on who you are, to put in a nutshell. If you like sports, you're going to sit there and play this sport and run up and down that same field all day, kicking that same pigskin all day, if that's what you like. If you like action adventure, you're going to sit there on Uncharted all day.
Or if you're me who likes Mortal Kombat, you'll rip someone's head off all day.
All day, just to see a lot of gore and all that stuff. So it really, put in a nutshell, it all depends on what you like. But still, yeah, I do see where you was coming from with that, Tricky, but I just don't agree with you all the way.
All right. But we'll disagree to disagree this time. But moving on to a topic that I think we're all very interested in is the main villain for Uncharted 3 has been announced, and it's a little bit of a surprise, I think. It's an older woman. I can't tell you her name right now because I don't have it in front of me. Anybody know her name?
Please be Betty White. Please be Betty White. Please be Betty White.
That's exactly what I thought. That's exactly the same thing I thought of, too. I was like, oh, man, Betty White, Betty White, Betty White. Come on.
It's not Betty White.
Oh, come on. She can curse really well. So, you ever see Lake Placid? Oh, she's awesome in it.
Dude, when she delivered that line, I literally started laughing hysterically.
Yeah,
all right, if you don't know what we're talking about, go watch Lake Placid.
Yeah, at the Golden Girl, she became such a hardcore character.
Yeah, she was great. All right, but the main villain was announced for Uncharted 3. I still can't find her name.
Well, it's a video, actually, when I went to the link, and I didn't watch it before recording, and I'm sorry.
Test. Yeah. All right, everybody knows that GDC was just last week, and, of course, that's where they revealed the main villain. From what everybody's talking about, there is supposed to be some history between Sully and the main villain. And basically, she's wants something that Drake has that she believes is hers.
But he's deceiving her. But he's deceiving her.
She wants something Drake has, and he's got to give it to her.
Okay, let's not turn dirty. I'm struggling.
I think we're way beyond the point of not talking dirty.
Okay, well, I'm struggling through this. Can you guys help me out here and say something about this?
Can I go play Dead Space?
No.
Fine.
All right. I guess that we'll just have to leave that for a different conversation, a different day.
Well, you know, there isn't too much to say on it or like that. I mean, they've released, you know, just the fact that, you know, oh, here's the villain, okay, and she has a connection to Sully, okay, and it's like, that's it.
Yeah,
you know,
there really wasn't much announced.
Yeah, there really isn't much announced. I mean, there really isn't too much that we can, like, be like, oh, man, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. I mean, we've already seen gameplay. We've already seen, you know, footage from the game. So all we can do right now is just wait for more information. So.
All right.
I, you know, one thing I'm kind of, I hope it's not going to be like one of those, a story, well, from the title, Drake's Deception, I hope it's not like he's about to turn his back against Sully or Sully.
Let's not speculate.
Yeah, but the title, man, will make you speculate like that. And from some of the gameplay you've seen in the trailer, will make you think, like, well, I hope that's not going to happen because, man, friends are really hard to find.
Oh, all right. For our last topic of the day, which I didn't put in the agenda, but I just remembered we were supposed to talk about this. Infamous 2 has turned into a Little Big Planet type game, which you are able to create your own level. This in itself has made me totally uninterested in Infamous 2 now.
When are you ever interested in a good game? That's the real question.
Listen, I was all hyped. This is going into my whole big thing about putting too much into a game that doesn't need to be there. Why does Infamous 2 need create your own level?
Weren't you just complaining earlier in the episode about games not having enough?
I was complaining. No, when DLC comes out, if you're gonna come out with DLC on the same day, then you could have put it on the disc. It's just a fact. You created the game and you made the DLC because you were intentionally trying to make more money when you could have put it on the disc. Infamous was a great game. There was no need for a create your own level. There's no need for it in the second game.
They tried something new.
But what purpose does it serve?
Exactly.
It's to try something new. It's to try something different. I mean, you can go ahead and make your own level. I mean, you can make it an escort level. You can make it, kill all the enemies by this certain amount of time or anything like that. I mean, that's the thing about it.
Just put it in multiplayer. Don't do that. No.
Well, that's the point of it. That's the multiplayer part of this game. You'll be able to make this and upload it and have other people try it.
But why do you need that in the game? That's my question.
They're doing the dev.
Because they want to try something new. They want to try something else. Would it make you feel better if you had to pay for this?
I wouldn't pay for it.
They taking a dev.
Yes, that's the point. Right, you wouldn't pay for it. They're throwing it in the game already like that. You're sounding like the guys who crave that they want innovation. They want something new. They want something different. But when they change something, don't mess with the original. Don't mess with the classics. Oh, no, don't do that.
No. My point is, Infamous 2, in my opinion, from what I've seen, was going to be a great game by itself. Now, yes, I understand your point of trying something new. But this is not the game to try something new on. This is a game that people are looking forward to the story. They don't want... Like, all right, you buy Little Big Planet with the intention of knowing that it's going to have a story, and a main element of this game is to create your own levels. Same thing with Mod Nation Racers. Nobody, and I speak for a general audience. I'm not, everybody does include...
You're speaking for yourself right now.
Well, excuse me. I say everybody, but I don't... Obviously, there's people out there that are going to disagree with me. But everybody was looking forward to Infamous 2 because of the game. I don't think anybody out there said, you know what make Infamous 2 better? A create your own level. They threw this in the game. There's no reason for it to be there. And they're just throwing it in for the sake of throwing it in. Anchors me.
How about this? Is it changing the main story?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is it changing the single player part in any way?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Have you even tried this?
I've done it in Little Big Planet and
Mod Nation Racers. No. Have you played Infamous 2's create your own level part?
No.
I'm not. Okay. How can you judge this then? You haven't even tried it.
I'm not saying that it's not going to be a great asset to the game. My point is there was no need to put this in the game.
Are they forcing? Is there any indication that they're forcing you to make a level at any point in this game?
Oh, can I say something right there?
To answer Sincere's question, no. There's no indication that they're going to force you to do it. Donnie, then you don't, what's your question?
Well, this is how I feel. I feel like I'm feeling leaning towards Tricky on this one. I feel like they're going the Dead Space route, just you know where another game put it in there. Hey, let's show people that we can also do it too. You know, so I do feel like, nah, this is not going to be like something good. I'm not judging it because it might be good for like the Little Big Planet people. Like I said earlier, I'm not really a huge fan of Little Big Planet, but it is a great game. I have played it. It's a great game. It's just that I'm just not a huge fan of the creating levels type thing. But I don't think it's going to...
It's not necessary.
It's very, very unnecessary in the infamous world, because I feel like they're doing the Dead Space 2 route. Is just, hey, we got multiplayer, everybody else got multiplayer, let's show everybody that EA can put multiplayer in Dead Space. So now let's show everybody that Infamous can also create levels. You know, it's very unnecessary that I feel like it's gonna have in the game. Multiplayer, I say that could be somewhat fun if they have it. Are they doing multiplayer in Infamous
2? No, that's the point. This isn't going to be like a multiplayer team deathmatch, you know, capture the flag type of stuff or anything like that.
All right, so really, now that even Aaron put more on your statement, then what's really the point then? If nobody else can see it or play it, why create a level that you could just have fun with it by yourself?
Because
why?
You can, they did announce you can upload these levels for other people to play.
Okay, I feel like it's unnecessary. I feel like if they could put a multiplayer in it, that might have somewhat fun. You know, it's pretty fun running around blasting people with lightning bolts and all that stuff while you're playing in single player mode. So I feel like multiplayer might be, you know, somewhat fun. They might can put it off of multiplayer with Infamous, but this level creation, you know what?
I just don't think it's necessary to put it in the game.
No, I think you guys are just like already judging something that hasn't even been released.
I'm not judging it.
You just said earlier that you've completely lost interest in this game.
I've lost interest in it because it shows to me that one of the biggest complaints I have about video games is a developer putting something in the game just for the sake of putting something in the game. As I said on Grounded Gamers, you know, Uncharted 2. With or without multiplayer, would have been a spectacular game. There was no need to add the multiplayer on it. Now, is the multiplayer aspect of Uncharted 2 good? It's up to public opinion. I'd say all three of us, including maybe even Sinseeker, would agree, yes, it was a wonderful addition to Uncharted 2. But the point is, in your humble opinion, Hard Rock, would Uncharted 2 been just as great as a game without the multiplayer?
For the single player part, yes.
Okay. Yeah, most definitely. But it would still be a great, awesome game of the year contender to win, right?
For the for the single player part, yes.
Okay. So the point is, they didn't have to put the multiplayer in. They did it, and it was a great addition, but there was no need for it. That's my point with Infamous 2. There is no need to put a creative level aspect onto the game. Now, I'm not judging whether or not it's going to be a great addition or a bad addition. I'm saying there was no need to add that aspect onto a game, which nobody, and I, you know, like, again, I'm saying nobody, but obviously there's people that are going to disagree with me, but nobody was saying, oh, you know what Infamous 2 needs? A creative level. Nobody was looking forward to this game and going, okay, I really hope they put a creative level in there. They were looking forward to this game for continuing the storyline and the awesome gameplay that was in Infamous.
I don't know. I think from the way it sounds, I mean, you said earlier before that you've already lost interest in this game. It feels to me like you're already judging this like you already said, one, something you haven't even tried. Two, you know, you haven't even experienced yet or anything like that. You know, to me, it just seems weird. I mean, they're going off and they're trying something new. Naughty Dog went off and tried something new with the multiplayer part, just like you said with Uncharted 2, and they knocked it out of the park. I think the multiplayer on Uncharted 2 is great. You know, who's to say that maybe this one be cool too?
Like I said, I'm not. I didn't lose interest in Infamous 2. I'm just giving my, you know, honest my opinion on how I feel about
the creation.
I didn't lose interest at all. I can't wait because, like I said, I'm not going to create no levels, whether they put it in there or not. I'm going in it for the story because I didn't create.
I went and I decided on Dead Space 2 multiplayer that it was unnecessary and it wasn't any good when I actually tried it. When I got into the multiplayer beta and I played it, I was like, no, you know what? This doesn't need it. This doesn't work. I was like, this seems like, you know, this and such reason, you know, this is the reason why I don't like it, blah, blah, like that. You know, to me, it sounds like you guys are already saying, like, you know, it's worth, you know, it's not necessary. It's, you know, it doesn't have to be in there, blah, blah, when you guys haven't even tried it.
All right.
I feel you. Like I said, I understand where I understand where you're coming from, Hard Rocking, but I'm just leaning more towards Tricky. I haven't lost interest in the game at all. I can't wait for it to come out. I think it's going to be just as good as the first one. Matter of fact, I think it just might be slightly better. That's my opinion. But at the same time, I do feel like I'm not judging it. It could be something great. Like I said, really, especially for you Little Big Planet lovers, yeah, I'm quite sure y'all most definitely going to love it. But at the same time, I'm just giving my opinion. I feel that this is useless towards the game.
All right. Okay. Hold on a second, guys. Let's send Seeker away in his opinions.
This goes with Dead Space 2. I know. I couldn't give a full opinion on multiplayer of Dead Space 2 until I tried it. Honestly, Hard Rocking didn't like it. I thought it was okay, but I felt that I could enjoy Dead Space 2 single player and Severed without having to touch it. And I think game developers, especially the people who developed Dead Space, knew that. Like, if you look at the trophy set for Dead Space 2, there are absolutely zero trophies for multiplayer. It's all single player. And
exactly.
And I can't really say Infamous 2 is dead to me right now. Like, yes, I'm gonna agree with you on this one, Don. It's like I can't fully say anything about the create a level thing. Personally, I don't create levels, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna have the full attention of it. But I love the Infamous series. I loved the first one. I played that constantly. So, to me, it's I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
Now, hold on. I like how you use that there's no online trophies for Dead Space. I think the developers knew what they was doing. Like, hey, I know we don't need this. We're just going to do it anyway. That's a good example.
Right, but see, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, Donnie, but that kind of helps me with my point. It's like Dead Space 2, obviously I haven't played it. You three have. In your opinions, if they left the multiplayer out of Dead Space 2, would it have helped the game or hurt the game?
I say it would have helped it because they could have used the memory to put that in the game to help to make something even more spectacular.
But see, that proves my point.
No. I don't think that matters for anything because you're saying what the multiplayer part helped the game. What do you mean help the game? The multiplayer part had nothing to do with the single player campaign or anything like that about it. Well, the multiplayer like was a separate. Yeah, the multiplayer part in Dead Space 2 was a separate mode.
But what I'm saying is that goes along with my point of they put the multiplayer in Dead Space 2 because they could, not because it helped make the game any better. They only put the Dead Space 2 multiplayer aspect into the game because they could. Because as you know, me and Hard Rockin' had the conversation on Grounded Gamers, we said, and we both agreed on that with a multiplayer game, companies are feeling like they have to put multiplayer aspects into games to compete nowadays.
Because okay, can I say something? Different
because things. There are people out there, as Dave said last week, that Lano, he will not buy a game unless it has a multiplayer aspect to it. That
okay,
so
but
companies
that's the
are
way
feeling this... like they have to put multiplayer into a game to compete nowadays.
Okay, but on a different note, you don't have to play that multiplayer game if you don't want to. Like, I went a good 3 weeks before I even touched multiplayer in Dead Space 2. Why? Because I love Dead Space as it is as a story, and I just want to try the story. So yeah. You don't have to. It's interesting how the gaming society wants more multiplayer action now. It is interesting how it's going that route, but they're giving you both pieces of the cake. You can have your choice of what type you want. So if you don't want to play Dead Space multiplayer, no one's putting a gun to your head and telling you have to play it, unless you're buying a used one, then they're saying give us $10. But it's not necessary. You can still enjoy any of the games without it. Like Little Big Planet, you don't have to create levels. They give you that option. You don't have to download levels. You can just play the 50 levels on the game, and they're still good.
But now
it's just options.
Yeah, I do feel you. Little Big Planet is built around, based around the creation thing. It's built for that. That's what Little Big Planet is built for. It wasn't really built for the story mode.
But now think about this. Let's say Dead Space 2. The developers, when they started making Dead Space 2, they never even considered a multiplayer. So now the time that they spent on that multiplayer, that time could have been devoted into making another level or two for the single-player campaign. That could have possibly made, as good as Dead Space 2 is, a much better game by having more content in the single-player.
Or they could have heard it at the same time, too. I mean, if they would have went and they would have, let's say, added another level to what it is like that, what if that would have broken the pacing? What if that would have added just unnecessary stuff that would have happened? What if all of a sudden you've played games before where you've gone and you played missions that are like, why am I doing this? This has no reason to be in this game whatsoever.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Let's all agree that Dead Space should have just left it out. Left it out and begin with, left the story the way it is, and left it out. Let's get on to the question.
I wanna make an agreement for those who play Dead Space. There's a S your pants moment in the game. We all agree that moment was awesome, right? If you've gotten to the end of the game.
We have an uncensored show, so you can say it.
Well, I like
that's
to be
polite.
That's
the way he said it. That's the way he says it.
So
his mom is listening.
Can we all agree that moment is just fantastic? So
yes.
And that's in single player.
From the very beginning, the game is fantastic. All the way through the end, it's been, you start off action-packed, and from there on, it's action-packed until the credits roll. Even when you thought the credits was about to roll.
Can we all agree that Tricky hasn't played Dead Space 2?
Yes.
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 Can we all agree that Tricky's not going to play Dead Space 2?
What?
You a loser.
But then you shouldn't have an opinion on the game.
You a loser.
No. My opinion is, just from hearing you guys talk. But you know what? Let's not get into the conversation again.
Oh my god!
We spent enough time on this.
Okay, let's all say Tricky is very terrified of Dead Space 2. Just say that. Would agree with that one.
Do you want me to come over and hold your hand, Tricky?
Yes. I didn't play the game, but damn it, I'm gonna have an opinion on it.
Okay. Okay.
Let's just move on.
Before we move on. Because obviously this is a highly debatable topic because we spent quite a number of minutes talking about this. Listeners, write into us and tell us what you think. Who do you agree with? How do you feel? Let us know how you feel. Donnie.
I said, and I also want to say sorry, Adam, to our last email that we had, that we had turned this show into a bunch of nerds yelling at each other. This is the only time that is going to happen.
Who said that?
The guy that wrote us in the letter last week.
Who was talking smack about Kratos. But I still love you, though.
I have no idea, but anyway.
All right. We don't have any reader questions this week. Do we have any Twitter questions or shout-outs, guys?
Actually, I have one from Dingle Doty 77. He just wants to let us know just to keep up the great work on the show.
All right. Thank you there, Dingle.
Dingle.
Donnie, you have anybody?
Young Twist. Are you guys tired of each other yet?
I love these guys. I look forward to every week recording with these guys.
Same here. I love you guys. If it wasn't for me playing Uno, I would have never met Tricky, and I would have never got this podcast word introduced to me.
Did we meet playing Uno?
You met playing Uno, and yes, I did win that game.
No, I remember that we really started.
I believe that.
I know we really started talking while we were both playing Darksiders. But I don't know how we met.
Yeah, we met playing Uno.
All right.
I was playing online then.
And I whipped your ass, and then the rest is history.
You heard what I said the first time.
all right. So, do we have any shout-outs, guys?
Wait a minute. We didn't hear Carl Trick, Hard Rockin' guy's answer. I think he's tired of
us. Oh, I'm sorry. Hard Rockin'?
Yes.
Are you tired of us yet?
Yes, but I love you guys.
I love you too, man. I love you too.
All right, and you know, since we have a guest, Sin Seeker, are you tired of us yet?
Never.
Are you feeling, any regrets of coming on to record with us this week?
Not at all.
You sure? Do you happen to have any regrets of talking to Tricky anytime during the show?
Not at all. Tricky, do you have any regrets about giving Dead Space 2 a try?
You know what?
And about not giving Dead Space 2 a try?
Listen, this is my solemn oath. By, I'm going to say May, that gives me 6 weeks. By May, I am going to try Killzone 3, and I'm going to try Dead Space 2.
He's got six weeks to grow a pair.
You got to give me time with a first-person shooter because those games annoy me. And with Dead Space 2, it's not the fact that I don't want to play it. It's I have to watch when I play it because I do have a little girl running around the house.
Chicken shit.
Exactly. You going to throw her in here with this.
She loves.
He's hiding behind his daughter.
She loves to sit on her little Mickey Mouse couch and watch Daddy play games.
He's hiding behind his daughter. That's just messed up, man.
All right. So, do we have any shout-outs this week, guys?
I'm going to give a shout-out to all my add-on friends. I mean, my PSN friends and all that. Y'all guys are awesome. I haven't played me. I talked to a lot of them. Awesome J, Joester, 123. I think it's William Monty or something like that.
William Timothy?
Yeah, William Timothy. I'm so terrible with names, so forgive me. Yeah, I talked to them. They all seem like some cool fellas or chits. I don't know their gender, but I'm going by the names or the PSNs. I think they fellas. Shout out to all of them and anybody I miss. Keep listening to the show. I love y'all. And we're not canceled yet.
All right. And Hard Rock, can you have any shout outs?
I want to give a shout out actually to everybody who's over there enjoying PAX. I hope everybody's having fun. Give me some swag. Send it over to me. You know, it's all good.
Please.
I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma.
Yeah,
my mom said she will come on the show. It just is a matter of time of getting her.
All right.
My grandma, she's shy for some reason, but she's not shy with me pulling out that belt. So, but
I also want to give a shout out to Amigo Sniped, who is going to PAX right now. And after he goes to PAX, apparently is traveling to New York City, and he's going to come to my house and hang out for a couple hours. So
Tricky talked to a teenage boy over the internet and got him to come to his house.
Amigo, so next week, there's a good chance that Amigo will be on the show with us, sitting next to me.
Run, Amigo, run! Don't fall for the trap. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Sin Seeker, do you have any shout outs you want to give out?
I want to shout out Tricky, Hard Rockin', and Donnie for having me on the show. And that's about it.
Oh, so you show no love to his mom and grandma?
You don't have family?
I have family, yes. They don't know that I'm on this show, and they don't know what Trophy Horse is. And I don't think I'm going to explain to my grandmother what Trophy Horse is right off the top of my head. So, but
don't mess with them women like that, boy.
This is where his dirty little secret. That's what it is.
I told her that you're going to catch all kinds of stuff messing with them trophy whores.
All right, so that brings this week to a close. So until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later, guys. Bye. Bye. I'm going to go play Dead Space. Bye. See you guys there.
Unbelievable.
He left us again.
I can't believe him.